This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more.
Ever wonder how kids cope with trauma? We're diving into a fascinating study on childhood PTSD today.
It's a really important topic, yeah. Especially understanding how kids process trauma differently than adults.
Exactly. This study looks at how their thinking patterns affect their recovery. I mean, it's really interesting.
It's not just about what happened, but how they interpret it, you know?
So how does a child's perception of a traumatic event shape their response? The study highlights paratraumatic subjective threat, right? A kid's feeling of danger during the event.
Totally. If a child feels intensely threatened, their stress response is amplified. It's all about their perception of the danger. Yeah.
And then there's data-driven processing. What's that all about?
That's when a child focuses on specific details, like sights or sounds, without making sense of it all. It's like getting stuck on the details instead of the bigger picture.
So they're overwhelmed by sensory details, unable to create a coherent narrative? Precisely. That makes it harder to process the trauma effectively.
What keeps PTSD symptoms going long term?
Dissociation is a big one. The child feels detached, emotionally numb, preventing them from processing the event. It's a real problem.
Like they're mentally removed from the experience?
Exactly. Then there are negative appraisals, blaming themselves or believing the world is unsafe. That fuels fear and helplessness. It's a vicious cycle.
And rumination, constantly replaying the event in their minds?
Yes, that keeps the trauma fresh and prevents healing. Poor memory quality also hinders recovery. It's a tough situation.
So what can clinicians and caregivers do?
Early intervention is key. Addressing those harmful cognitive patterns soon after the trauma is crucial. The sooner the better.
Like helping kids reframe negative thoughts and create a coherent narrative of the event.
Exactly. Clinicians can challenge distorted beliefs and help them organize their memories. It's a collaborative process.
And what about parents?
They provide reassurance, maintain routines, and foster open communication. Creating a safe and supportive environment is vital. That's so important.
The study emphasizes that trauma isn't just about what happened, but how it's experienced internally.
Absolutely. Those internal processes, dissociation, rumination, negative appraisals can prolong distress. It's a complex issue.
But the good news is that early intervention can make a huge difference.
It helps kids reinterpret their experiences, reducing distress and promoting healing. It's about empowering them to regain control and stability. It's really helpful.
And caregivers play a crucial role in creating that supportive environment. The article mentions several types of biofeedback. What are those?
Biofeedback, HRV biofeedback, neurofeedback, and quantified EEG are all mentioned. These are techniques used to help people gain awareness and control over their physiological responses.
So these could be helpful tools in treating PTSD.
Absolutely. They can help regulate the body's stress response and improve emotional regulation. It's a promising area.
The article also mentions several resources, like guides and continuing education materials. Why are these important?
These resources provide valuable information and support for clinicians, caregivers, and individuals seeking to understand and address trauma. They offer practical tools and strategies for promoting healing and recovery. It's all about access to information.
The article also highlights the importance of understanding the different brainwave frequencies. Why is that relevant to PTSD?
Understanding brainwave patterns can help identify areas of dysfunction in the brain that may be contributing to PTSD symptoms. This information can inform treatment strategies and interventions. It's a neurobiological approach.
The article mentioned the Brodmann areas. What are those?
Brodmann areas are regions of the cerebral cortex that are defined by their cytoarchitecture, or the arrangement of cells. Understanding these areas can help us understand how different brain regions contribute to various cognitive functions and emotional processing. It's quite detailed.
The article also mentions the importance of understanding neuroscience breakthroughs. Why is that important in the context of PTSD?
Neuroscience breakthroughs provide new insights into the brain mechanisms underlying PTSD, leading to the development of more effective treatments and interventions. It's constantly evolving.
The article also mentions the importance of understanding health psychology and psychopharmacology. How do these fields relate to PTSD?
Health psychology focuses on the interplay between psychological factors and physical health, while psychopharmacology focuses on the use of medications to treat mental health disorders. Both fields are crucial in understanding and treating PTSD. It's a holistic approach.
The article also mentions the importance of understanding physiological psychology. How does this field relate to PTSD?
Physiological psychology examines the relationship between the brain and behavior, and it's crucial for understanding the biological basis of PTSD and developing effective treatments. It's fundamental.
So understanding the cognitive processes involved in childhood trauma is crucial for effective intervention.
Early intervention, supportive environments, and evidence-based treatments can significantly improve outcomes. It's really encouraging.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your expertise.